You tell yourself, I am the righteousness of God in Christ. Folks say when you talk to yourself, you're crazy. If you don't talk to yourself, you're going to go crazy. First John chapter 2, everyone turn there. Everyone got in there? And it says, but the anointing which we have received of him abideth in us, or in you, in me. You have not need of anyone teach you, or you have no need for anyone to teach. That doesn't have this anointing, because the anointing teaches. That's where our revelation knowledge comes, as a result of the anointing within us. Next verse says, but as the same anointing teaches us of all things and is true, John 17 chapter, that's the Gospel of John, says, Lord, your word is true. So you can interchange those two thoughts. In truth, you can put word, right? Because his word is true. So the anointing teaches us the word of God, because the word of God is the truth of God. His word is true. One translation used the word reality. Your word is reality. Hallelujah. So when they say keep it real, go to the word, because the word is reality. It says, and even as his anointing, that's one translation says to that, even as his anointing has taught you and I, you shall abide in him. So the anointing is from Jesus. So the anointing of Jesus teach us to abide in Jesus. Because, see, in Christ Jesus, we are new creation. In Christ Jesus, which is a positional truth. Yeah, how many ever read the book, In Christ? Well, that book tells us about our position in Christ. It says, he who knew no sin was made to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ. That's a positional truth. That's how God sees us. He sees us righteous, his righteousness, because we're in Christ. That's a positional truth. And when I say positional truth, that means in the realm of the Spirit, that's how God sees you, in the realm of the Spirit. Hallelujah. So throughout the scripture, the Bible constantly make this statement, in Christ, in Christ. And everywhere you read in Christ, you know that's referring to you and I. The Bible talks about in Philemon, Paul says that we acknowledge every good thing that's in us in Christ. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Hallelujah. So that's where you and I, that's where we are, positional. We're in Christ. So the anointing is from Christ, from Jesus. It's Jesus' anointing. And the Bible says that the anointing which the Holy Spirit has given us teach us. And his emphasis is put on you and I stay focused as to our position in Christ. Hallelujah. He's constantly reminding us that you and I, we are new creatures. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Let me hear you say, I am.
I am.
See, even you use the I am. God used I am, right? Right? I am Jehovah Jireh, meaning your who? Your provider. So you're saying, I am. See, so we're I am too. I am, come on, I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
I am the righteousness of God.
I am the righteousness
in Christ Jesus. See, now, saying that is causing faith to come. You know, I was thinking about this and meditating in this week. Faith comes, you know, when the parable says the sower sows the word and the word fell on stony ground. The seed came, but it fell on the wrong type of ground. So it didn't produce because it didn't get in the right type of ground. It got on, but it didn't get in. So faith comes, but it has to come and fall on the right type of heart, because it can get in or on your mind. It can be on your mind, but it may not get in your spirit. And then he talks about an emotional here. You know, again, emotion is part of your soul. So it can get on and get tangled up with your emotions, but it won't get in, right? It can get in your mind and get tangled up with the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches and the lust of other things. And Jesus says that's the type of weed being in the ground, right? And so the seed still don't produce. So it, three times we see that the seed got on, but didn't get in. Didn't get in its proper environment into the human spirit. That's what the parable was all about. The sower sows the word. Remember, Jesus went back and he says, the sower soweth the word. When I talk about the sower going forth to sow seed, I will give you that parable so I can explain to you a spiritual truth. I'm talking about a person that's teaching the word of God. And these are the grounds that the individual, the Holy Spirit, has to deal with as a teacher teaches the word of God. You see, folks, we jump and shout and all that, but you know, the proof is in the pudding is how you walk after you shout, right? That tells whether it got in. So notice the Bible says the good ground was where the word got on and it got in. And they produce 130, 60, 100 fold. Now, that tells me that that person was a meditator. That's the life of a meditator. Notice God says to Joshua, he says, this book of the law shall not depart out of your what? Out of your mouth, but thou shalt what? Meditate in it. That's how you meditate. You talk to yourself. You talk the word of God to yourself. You tell yourself, I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. Folks said when you talk to yourself, remember back in the day they said if you talk to yourself, you're crazy. If you don't talk to yourself, you're going to go crazy. No, you're very sound and sensible when you talk to yourself. We call it self-talk. Anyone would tell you that you need to talk to yourself. You can coach yourself into victory or you can coach yourself into failure. The Bible says that death and life is in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. If you love death, that means you're going to talk death all the time. And that's negative. You can release that negative energy because death is negative energy. And if you talk death all the time, then you're going to eat the fruits that death produces. Death produces sickness, heart problems, high blood pressure. Because when you worry, it's because you've planted someone, either you planted or you allow someone to plant something in your mind, a thought in your mind that you don't want to happen. Anxiety, stress, those things kill you slowly, but they kill you. It start killing you the moment you start thinking on those thoughts. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, that thou may observe to do according to all that is written therein. Then you will make your way prosper. He can give you the word to meditate on, but you have to take it and meditate on it. The prosperity comes as a result of us taking God's word and meditating on it and meditating on it and meditating on it by talking the word to yourself. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And at some point and sometime, it's going to get in your spirit. And when it does, it's going to produce the fruits of righteousness, because every seed produces after its kind. Well, Pastor, what is going to affect first? At first, it's going to affect your mind. That's where the renewing your mind comes in. Whatever you give your mind to the most is what you're going to become. And you're always working on that soul. You're always working on that mind, because Satan always working against it. I mean, he don't come in no red suit with a pointed tail and picket horns. He don't even announce his arrival. Well, how can I tell the voice of God from the voice of the devil? Oh, come on. Are you serious? Let me help you out there. He's negative. He's always negative. He always goes against the word of God. But don't even trust that. Trust this, that you have an anointing on the inside of you that teaches you.
Thank you for watching the Oasis of Love TV 10-Minute Workout. This teaching is available to you in its entirety on our Oasis of Love TV YouTube channel. We would love for you to subscribe, like, and share our video teachings today. This message was brought to you by our patrons at Love Center Family Church, Joseph and Deborah Hill Ministries, and the financial contributions of our faith partners like you worldwide. If you would like to become a faith partner, you can do so by sowing a seed of any amount at $KingdomRule. That's $KingdomRule via Cash App, PayPal, or Givly. If you need prayer, you can do so by calling us at 757-539-7079. That's 757-539-7079. And if you're in the Tidewater area of Virginia, please be our guest by visiting us at Love Center Family Church at 362 East Washington Street in Suffolk, Virginia. Services are Sundays at 11 a.m. and Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And remember to reach out to the world with the love of God. And remember, God loves you just as much as he loved Jesus. And faith and the anointing worketh by God's love. You have a great week.